Hidden with Christ Ministries presents Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland, bringing you practical truths from the Word of God that will assist you in living victoriously in every arena of life. Now here's Rita with today's message.
Hello, friends. This week we have been looking in the Word of God for answers on what to do when the heat is on. Many people today are experiencing tremendous pressure in their life, financial pressure, family pressure, emotional pressure, pressure in their work situation and with relationships with others, perhaps pressure from your health situation. And yet God has not left us without help in this world. God has provided for us answers on what to do when we are facing the pressures of life. Jesus said, "In this world you will have tribulations, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world." That word tribulation means pressures of life. Jesus knew in this world we would face pressures of life, but he overcame the world, and the greater one that lives in us gives us the keys to overcome every pressure of life that we will ever face. In the book of Daniel chapter 3, we find the amazing story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These three Hebrew young men faced tremendous pressure from the king of Babylon, for whom they worked as officials in the province of Babylon. The day came when that king required of them that they, along with all the other administrators and magistrates and officials of the provinces, gathered together for the dedication of a statue that king had set up, and required that all of them bow down to that golden image. The three Hebrew children did not bow down, and we find that they were accused by some of the others of disloyalty to the king. Reading from Daniel 3, starting at verse 8, we find, "Therefore, at that time, certain Chaldeans came forward and accused the Jews. They spoke and said to King Nebuchadnezzar, 'O king, live forever. You, O king, have made a decree that everyone who hears the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, shall fall down and worship the golden image. And whoever does not fall down and worship shall be cast into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. There are certain Jews whom you have set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not paid due regard to you. They do not serve your gods or worship the gold image which you have set up.' Then Nebuchadnezzar, in rage and fury, gave command to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So they brought these men before the king. Nebuchadnezzar spoke, saying to them, 'Is it true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you do not serve my gods or worship the gold image which I have set up? Now, if you are ready, at the time you hear the sound of the horn, flute, harp, lyre, and psaltery, in symphony with all kinds of music, and you fall down and worship the image which I have made, then good. But if you do not worship, you shall be cast immediately into the midst of a burning fiery furnace. And who is the God who will deliver you from my hands?' Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said to the king, 'O Nebuchadnezzar, we have no need to answer you in this matter. If that is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us from your hand, O king. Even if he does not, let it be known to you, O king, that we do not serve your gods, nor will we worship the gold image which you have set up.'" Now, we find the situation to be quite intense. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were given a choice that, for all intents and purposes, meant life or death for them. They could choose to obey the king and bow down at a false idol that King Nebuchadnezzar had erected, or they could stand firm for the Lord and standing in faith, believing God, who is their deliverer, would deliver them from this seeming impossible situation, and believe that God would do it for them. This was a difficult decision. The pressure was on. The heat was literally on. Nebuchadnezzar, of course, was enraged when this answer was given to them. Here, these three Hebrew young men were absolutely walking by faith, meaning that they trusted implicitly in their God that he would deliver them from this impossible-looking circumstance. Are you facing an impossible circumstance? Are you under what seems to be impossible pressure right now in your life? God wants you to do exactly what Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did when the heat was on in their lives. When the heat is on in your life, God wants you to walk by faith. This means that you implicitly trust God. You have unshakable confidence in God's word, in his character, in who he is, and who he said that he was. He's your deliverer. He is your Jehovah Rapha, your healer. He is Jehovah Jireh, your provider. He is everything you need him to be, your El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. God wants you to stand in unshakable confidence in him, unshakable trust in him. God wants you to walk by faith when the heat is on in your life. But the natural tendency for most people when the heat is on is trying to scramble and try to fix it with their own natural abilities. They don't want to just stand and believe that God will deliver them from the impossible. They want to try to deliver themselves. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego did not try to talk their way out of this situation. They simply stated their case of faith. They said, if this is the case, our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us, and he will deliver us. This was their stand of faith. When the heat is on in your life, God wants you to stand in faith. He wants you to walk by faith, trusting that he is a good God, he is a God of love, and he will deliver you. Many Christians, however, when they face the fiery furnace, they give up on God at that point, believing God should have delivered them before they reach the edge of the furnace. And yet the reality is that these three young men had to be thrown into the furnace before they received their deliverance. Many Christians I have known and observed over the years got to the point where they were facing a very impossible situation, became angry with God that he hadn't delivered them thus far, turned and walked away from God. They did not allow God to have the end of the story, to write the rest of the story for them. Instead, they abandoned the Lord before they had to face that difficulty. God wants us to stand by faith, even if it looks like the worst is about to happen. Understand from this story that it says that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were bound, and then they were cast into that fiery furnace where they fell bound onto the floor of that furnace. They actually went in and were there before they were delivered. They were, though, delivered. Jesus himself appeared in that fiery furnace. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were seen by King Nebuchadnezzar walking around freely, untouched by the flames in that fiery furnace, while those who had tossed them in were killed by the heat. God wants you to walk by faith, trusting implicitly in his character. He is your deliverer. He is a good God. When the heat is on, walk by faith. God will write the end of the story, and your story then can be like theirs, where it said that the hair on their head was not singed, their garments were not burned, and the smell of smoke was not on them. And the king said that he saw these men on whose bodies the fire had no power. God wants to present you to the world as a person on whom the fire has no power. The pressures of life have no power. The demonic entities that are arrayed against you, strategizing against your life, have no power because you walk by faith in a God who is able and willing to deliver you. That's all the time we have for today. This is Rita Langland encouraging you. Join me tomorrow as we continue studying the Word on what to do when the heat is on. Hi, this is Rita Langland again, wanting to just share with you for a few moments about our work in Tanzania, East Africa. There has been much evangelism in the continent of Africa, and many people have been won to the Lord, and so there are many churches there, and yet so many of them have never grown in their faith or been discipled in the Word of God. God has put it upon our hearts here at Hidden with Christ Ministries to be a part of discipling those who have been won to the Lord in Africa. Every 6 months, I go to Tanzania, East Africa, and put on a one-week intensive pastor's school where we teach morning, noon, and night with pastors who have gathered, encouraging them in their own walk with God and in raising them up to be effective ministers of the gospel, to disciple those that God's put in their charge. Would you help us with our outreach to Africa? If you'd like to give a donation to Hidden with Christ Ministries, you can mark it Africa Missions Project and join us in sowing seed into the believers in Africa by training up leaders there. As the Lord spoke to me, that if you can train the leaders, you can affect an entire nation. Join me, won't you, in discipling the multitudes in Africa.
Join us again weekdays at this same time for more practical truths from the Word of God on Keys to Victorious Christian Living with Rita Langland. To receive a free teaching tape, please check out our website at www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Again, that's www.hiddenwithchrist.com. Or you can write us at Hidden with Christ Ministries, P.O. Box 3267. Again, that's P.O. Box 3267 in Tustin, California, 92781, USA. In the United States, you can call us toll-free at 1-866-HE-HEALS. Again, that number is 1-866-HE-HEALS. We look forward to hearing from you.